Good morning, and thank you for joining, and may our learning be a schus for Refuah Shleima from Moreinu Yaakov ben Fega, Moreinu Naftali ben Chana, Chaviva bat Masuda, and Rebetzin Aviva bat Shena Chana. Should have Refuah Shleima b'karov, Sof Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We were at the two dots. We're dealing with the topic of this chapter, which is that the rabbis took advantage of the concept of Eruvei Chatzeros and the fact that you're not allowed to carry from a house to a courtyard, which means you can't carry from private area to relatively more public area, unless all the houses in the courtyard become one house. They all contribute bread, which is then put into one house. And that makes them all one reshus, one domain. Or, if they don't all become one house in that way, they can all become one house on Shabbos if they had forgotten to put out bread before by renouncing their rights. The different people can say, okay, we're not going to walk in the courtyard where it's as if we don't have a right in the courtyard. Really, there's only one guy who has a right to the courtyard. So through bittul, through renouncing their rights to one, they all become one rishus, and then that person can carry from his house to the courtyard. Both of these options are not available when you have Jews living in a neighborhood with Gentiles. The rabbis don't want Jews to live with Gentiles. So then the rabbi said you need to actually rent the rights away from the Gentile. So we saw yesterday what happens if Jews come to a neighborhood, there's no Gentile around. They make an Eruv before Shabbos, then on Shabbos, the Gentile shows up. He breaks up their Eruv, as we learned about yesterday. So now we're at the two dots here on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Two dots, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, Kipagi Badi Adadi, when they would meet each other, Rav Chisda Meratan Suvasim Masniyasad Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda, his lips would tremble from all the Mishnayos of Rav Sheshes. In other words, Rav Sheshes was a tremendous bucky. He had very, very wide expertise, and he knew many Mishnayos. So Rav Chisda was afraid when he would propose things in front of Rav Sheshes that Rav Sheshes might challenge him with a Mishnah, and he wouldn't have an answer. Rav Sheshes, he had tremendous respect for Rav Chisda. Mirate kule gufe, mipilpule Rav Chisda. His entire body would be trembling out of the deep analysis of Rav Chisda. He knew that Rav Chisda knew how to make very deep analyses, and he would be very, very scared about that. Okay, so they had tremendous respect for each other. And now they have a halachic discussion about our topic, neighborhoods, Gentiles, Shabbos. Rav Chisda asked the following question of Rav Sheshes. Shnei batim yishnei tzidei rishus harabbos. Here we have a picture. This is picture, I think it's 235. You have two houses, but instead of the houses opening up to a courtyard, courtyard is an enclosure like the area around the shul, the two houses are on two sides of a public domain. So you have one house opening to the public domain. Across the street, somebody else has another house opening to the public domain. There's a very big discussion amongst halachic experts. Do we have public domains in New York? Some argue that Ocean Parkway is a public domain. Some argue that Broadway is a public domain. These are very long, straight streets. Hundreds of thousands of people on them every day, hundreds of thousands of pedestrians. So let's say you have one house on one side of Broadway and 125th Street. You have another house on the other side of Broadway and 125th Street. Not you, a friend of yours has a house on the other side. So now, if you have two houses on two sides of a street, you can't make any Eruv Chatzeros. Because the houses don't open up to a chatzer. The houses open up to Rishus HaRabim. This is not the rabbinic enactment. Don't carry from a private house to a chatzer because it might confuse you with a public domain. This is carrying biblically from a private house to a street. So what happened? Says Rav Chisda to Rav Sheshes, what would be if Bo Nachem v'Yikifu Mechitza b'Shabbos? What would happen if Gentiles come and the Gentiles put up walls on Shabbos to now make the two houses not open to a street, but have the two houses open to an enclosed area? So now the two houses are basically opening up to a chatzer. But this chatzer was created on Shabbos. So this is the question. Bittul Rishus. Bittul Rishus means that a Jew did not take advantage of Eruv Chatzeros. He didn't give bread before Shabbos. He realizes on Shabbos he's messing up everybody else in the courtyard. Now nobody can carry because of what he did. The rabbis gave fallback. He can renounce his rights and then everybody can carry. What happens if it's a different issue? It's at the two sides of the street where they put up fences on the two sides of the street on Shabbos. So can we do Bittul Rishus on Shabbos? Eruv Chatzeros you can't do once it's Shabbos. But can you do Bittul Rishus on Shabbos? Not because you forgot to do Eruv Chatzeros. You weren't able to do Eruv Chatzeros. Did the rabbis make the option of Bittul Rishus in a case when you were unable to do Eruv Chatzeros, or only when you just forgot to do Eruv Chatzeros, but you had the option of Eruv Chatzeros? So Rav Chisda said to Rav Sheshes, Aliba Daman Damer, Ein Bittul Rishus Michatzer L'Chatzer. According to the views that we learned about yesterday, that people in one courtyard, side by side with another courtyard, if they forgot to give an Eruv to make the two courtyards one courtyard, they can't just renounce their rights to enable the other courtyard to walk into their courtyard. Then it's not even a question. There was a case where they could have made an Eruv on Friday. And nevertheless, Amrit, he said, if they didn't do it, ain't Bittul Rishus, Michatzer L'Chatzer. And you can't do Bittul Rishus, because it's from one courtyard to the next. Ach, over here, the Yibayla Ruvim Yasmo. Here, if these two houses would have wanted to make an Eruv before Shabbos, they couldn't make an Eruv. They couldn't make an Eruv before Shabbos, these two houses, because there was no Chatzer. They're opening up to a public domain. L'Koshkin, so certainly on Shabbos, they can't do Bittul Rishus. Certainly on Shabbos, they wouldn't be able to annul a domain. Kiti Bayalach, question is, Aliba Daman Damer Yesh Bittul Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer. According to the opinion that says that you could annul a domain to enable carrying from one courtyard to this courtyard, that you're allowed to do. So now, what about this case? Maybe Hassam there, you're allowed to do it. They could have made an Eruv on Friday. That's why if they didn't, they could do Bittul Rishus according to that opinion. And they could do Bittul Rishus. They can just annul their domains. But over here, as Jonathan pointed out, they couldn't make an Eruv before Shabbos because it was a public domain. They also can't do Bittul Rishus. Or maybe Loshna, there's no difference. So he said to him, in this case, where on Friday they couldn't do an Eruv, because they were opening to a public domain on Friday. On Shabbos they're opening to an enclosure. You can't do Bittul Rishus. Bittul Rishus was when you could have done an Eruv, and you forgot to, then the rabbis enable you to do Bittul Rishus on Shabbos. But Bittul Rishus was never created for scenarios where you didn't have the option of Eruv before Shabbos. Right, next question. This takes us back to the issues we were discussing so much yesterday. We learned in our Mishnah, everybody agrees, if you have multiple Jews living in a courtyard and a single non-Jew in that courtyard, then you can't just include him in the bread, nor could the non-Jew do Bittul Rishus. You need to rent away his rights. You need to give him money in return for the rights that he has in the courtyard. Say, listen, I'm renting away. I can fill the courtyard now with benches and chairs. He agrees. And then you can carry in the courtyard based on your Eruv Chatzeros of the different Jews. So what happens if you have a non-Jew in a courtyard? But Rav Sheshes asks Rav Chisda, Neis Nachri, Rav Chisda asks Rav Sheshes, what happens? Meis Nachri b'Shabbos. The Gentile died on Shabbos. Now it's the cook. Yeah. Now the Gentile died on Shabbos. So what's the law now? Since there was a Gentile here, they weren't able to make Eruv Chatzeros. Because that's the law. When you have a Gentile in the neighborhood, you can't make Eruv Chatzeros. You have to rent from him. If they didn't rent from him, they couldn't make Eruv Chatzeros. But now he died on Shabbos. So can they now do Bittul Rishus? Now, I'll leave with the Manda Amar, according to the view that we had yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if a Gentile comes to a neighborhood on Shabbos, then Sochrin, you can rent from him his rights, and then you could do Bittul Rishus. It's not a question. He allows you to do two things, to rent from the Gentile and that the Jews should annul their domains. Certainly would allow one thing, that the Jews should annul their domains. But the question is not according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's rather according to Shmuel. The one who said in yesterday's case, when Jews came to a neighborhood, they made an Eruv. Then on Shabbos, the Gentile resident of the neighborhood showed up, so that ruined the Eruv. So Shmuel said, even if you get around the issues of renting on Shabbos, you're still stuck. Because once he's here, he ruins the Eruv. And the Jews can't do Bittul Rishus on Shabbos. So according to the Man Domer, says, ain't Sochrin. Maybe it's hard to do the law of Dina. His issue was, you can't do both renting from a non-Jew and annulling domains. But now where you don't need to rent from the non-Jew because the non-Jew is dead. Just to annul domains, he would allow. Maybe he doesn't allow annulling domains. Amalei, Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes answered to Rav Chisda. Ani Omer Mevatlin. I think that they could do the Bittul Rishus. But Amnuna Omer Ein Mevatlin. Rav Amnuna holds that they can't do the Bittul Rishus. Okay, we're at the two dots now on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, the topic of our Mishnah, the topic of our Perek, a Jewish neighborhood, multiple Jews living in a courtyard, and there's a non-Jew who also lives here. There's a non-Jew who also lives here. We can't solve the problem of carrying the way we normally would. We normally would solve a problem of carrying by putting aside a box of matzos and saying it belongs to everybody in the neighborhood. For a non-Jew, that doesn't work. Even if somebody didn't want to be part of the box of matzos, normally a Jew can renounce his domain. A non-Jew that doesn't have that ability. So in such a case, where we don't have these options, the only thing we can do is we can rent it from the non-Jew from before Shabbos. So now we're going to learn that sometimes you don't even need to do that. Sometimes the non-Jew is not considered a resident of this courtyard, even though he has a house in this courtyard. And this is picture 236. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Nachri, let's say you have a non-Jew has a house opening to the courtyard. So he has one entrance, the main entrance, that opens to the front yard. But Sheyesh lo pesach arba al arba, he has a back entrance, pasuach lebika, which opens up to a very large open area, to a valley with many, many, many fields. So now you get to the question. Does he belong to the courtyard because he has a front entrance going into the courtyard? Or maybe he really belongs to the back, to the valley. See, non-Jews, the Gemara assumes, they have big deliveries coming. Sometimes they want lots and lots of stuff to come. So they actually like to use the big open area to bring the big packages, arrange them, and then bring them from there into the backyard, into the house through the back. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, even if this non-Jew uses the front entrance for camels, for wagons, all day, nevertheless, ain't Osrael b'nei Mavui. We don't need to rent away his rights in the courtyard. He doesn't create a prohibition for the people of the courtyard. My time away, the pisra de miyachad le, that unique opening that he has in the back, hu nichale. That's what he actually prefers. He's a non-Jew. He gets big deliveries. Since he gets big deliveries, he prefers the back entrance, because that opens to a very big area. So the back entrance is his real entrance. So his entrance to the front, his entrance to the courtyard, is not really a main entrance. If it's not a main entrance, he's not considered legally really a resident of the courtyard. He's a resident of the backyard, of the fields. Therefore, he doesn't create a prohibition for the Jews. They don't need to rent away his space to be able to carry They just need to do Eruv Chatzeros amongst themselves or Bitul Rishus amongst themselves, and then they can carry. They had a question in the yeshiva after Shmuel had this new chiddush. Shmuel has an amazing idea. We learned in the Mishnah there's a problem if a non-Jew lives in a Jewish courtyard. Shmuel says that's only true if the non-Jew, his primary entrance is in the Jewish courtyard. But if the non-Jew's primary entrance is out of the Jewish courtyard, out to the Phillies, then it's okay, even though the non-Jew is living here. So Yibailu had a question in the yeshiva. What about if the non-Jew has a back door entrance, back door, which doesn't open to the front courtyard, but pasuach lakarpef mahu. It opens to a karpaf. A karpaf, as you've learned, is an enclosure. An enclosure. It's like a storage area, a backyard. Amar Rav Nachmi Bar Ami, Yishmei D'Ulpana. Rav Nachmi Bar Ami answered in the name of the tradition of all the rabbis. Afilu pasuach lakarpef. Even if his back door is opening to a karpaf, since the karpaf is larger than the courtyard, and it's larger than the alleyway, he prefers that area to arrange his packages. Therefore, he's considered a person with a path to the back, not a person with a path here in the front. He doesn't create a prohibition on the people of the courtyard, and we don't need to rent away from him his rights. Yeah, question, Izzy. Correct.
The first question, just because it's a big bathroom, we don't have to do with him mevod.
Correct. Because he's not really here. He's not a ben chatzer. He's not a member of the courtyard.
But they're hamorim of Marie.
That's right. He has his stuff walking through there, but we say he's really connected to the other place. Thank you. No, he's saying a tradition, meaning his Rebbe told him, what told him from his Rebbe, so it's the absolute definitive point of view. So according to the view of Rav Nachman Bar Ami, any doorway opening to a bigger area than the front area is already enough for us to say that this Gentile doesn't belong to the front area, he belongs to the back area. However, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said differently. But it depends. Is it Nachri, a Gentile, who's living in a Mavoi, and he has an entrance from his house that goes to a karfeif in the back. He has an entrance in the front to the chatzer. Depends how big that karfeif is. Depends how big that enclosure is. If it's beis asayim, if it's an enclosure that's up to 50 by 100 amos, up to 5,000 square amos, up to the size of the Mishkan, then that's not good enough for him. He's going to use mostly the main entrance, the front entrance, the entrance of the courtyard. He's mostly going to use the entrance of the courtyard. Oh, sir, he creates a problem for everybody unless we rent away his rights. But if his back door opens up to an area, which is an enclosure, but not just an enclosure, it's a huge enclosure. Yosrei Beis HaSayim. It's bigger than 5,000 square amos. It's bigger than the amount of area you need to plant 2 sa'ah worth of grain. Then it's like being opening up to a valley. He has big packages. He's got big deliveries coming. He orders from Amazon Prime all the time. Then Eino Oser. And that's his main route. He doesn't create a prohibition for the people of the courtyard. What happens with a Jew, though? Jews don't have the same type of appetites, and they don't have the same type of consumer spending. Yisrael, a Jew who lives with a doorway to the front, to the courtyard, and a doorway, a back door leading to an enclosure. It's the other way. If the enclosure is small, beis asayim up to 5,000 square amos, in oser, then the Jew is not going to be using the front yard. He'd rather use his back door and using his enclosure, because the enclosure is bigger than the front yard. And it's manageable. But if the enclosure is yoser beis asayim, If the enclosure is larger than two sa'a, then oser. Then the Jew does create a problem for the people of the Mavui. Why? Because when you have a very large enclosure, larger than two sa'a, it's a karmelis. It's a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than four amos in it. But the Jew's not going to want to use that area on Shabbos, because he's limited in terms of how far he can carry his packages in that area. So he's going to rather use the front door that leads into the courtyard. So if he's using the courtyard on Shabbos, then he creates a problem for everybody else, unless they made an Eruv with him, or unless he did Bittul Rishus. Rava Bar Chaklai once asked this very same question to Rav Huna. You have a non-Jew in the courtyard, but he has a back door that opens to a karfif. Suach l'karfif ma'uf. He has a back door that opens up to an enclosure. Do we still say that he's a member of the front yard and he creates a problem for us? He told him the answer that we learned. Harei Amru really depends. They saw Sayim, if his back door is to an enclosure, it's pretty small. Right? It's 5,000 square amos. Oser, he doesn't like using that back area. He likes to use the front area. And then he creates a problem for us. Yosem, they saw Sayim, but if his back door opens to an area that's more than two sa'a, that's good for him. He orders big packages. He wants to have lots of space to arrange them. He's going to be using that on Shabbos. And Eino Oser, he's not really considered a guy who's using the front yard. He doesn't create a problem for us. So now we move from the issues of Eruvei Chatzeros to the issues generally of Karmelis and Karfeif, large enclosures. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ula said name Rabbi Yochanan, Karfeif Yosmi Beis Asayim. If you have a very large enclosure, a backyard, a storage area, that's more than 5,000 square amos, Shalhukaf Ladira, and that enclosure was not made for people to live in it. There's nobody living there. It's just a big enclosure to store things. Let's say it's more than a Beis Asayim. It's 15 times that size. Right? It's the size of a kur, a filu kur, enough to plant a kur, 30 sa'. So it's not 5,000 square amos, it's 15 times that. It's 75,000 square amos. A filu kuraim, or an area to plant two kur, it's 150,000 square amos. A huge, huge area, 150,000 square amos. Remember, an ama is a foot and a half, or 2 feet according to, close to 2 feet according to the Chazanish. So 150,000 square amos is close to 300,000 square feet.
Would this be like a parking lot?
Yeah, a huge, huge area. Parking lot, a campground, very, very large enclosure.
It's being used.
Trailer park. Well, let's say it's not a trailer park, because then people live there.
Yeah,
right? It's a big lot for the at the port where they take off the containers from the ships from China. They pile up huge, huge containers. Put a big fence around it. Hazorik l'tochel chayiv. Somebody throws from a public domain into that big storage area. He's throwing from a public domain into an area with walls. Even though that area is very, very, very large, still considered a private domain. He did a biblical sin. He has to bring a karban chatas. Nighttime mechitzi. It's a wall. Now, if it's a wall, why do we say that in this karfeif, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos? And since you're not allowed to carry more than four amos in such a karfeif, if the Jew has his back door opening to such a karfeif, we say that's not his main place. His main place is the front door, because that's where he can carry in the chatzer. The reason why you can't carry is Elishim Chusar and Diyurim. You don't have people living there. Since you don't have people living there, the rabbis were worried. People might get confused between this area and a public domain. So they said, okay, it should have the stringency of a public domain. You can't carry more than four amos. But Minat Torah, it's a private domain. Also, Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Rav Huna Bar Chinina challenged us. Is that true? You have a very, very, very large enclosure. It's biblically a private domain. We learned in a braisa, Sela Shabayam, if you have a big rock in the middle of the ocean, so the ocean has the status of karmelis. This rock is gavoh asara, it's 10 tefachim taller than the water. Yerocha v'arba, and it's 4x4 tefachim wide. So the rock is a rishus hayachid. The ocean is a karmelis. You can't carry from the ocean to the rock. You can't carry from the rock to the ocean. But if the rock is less than 10 tefachim tall, now the rock itself is a karmelis. And it's open, and you can carry from the rock to the ocean, from the ocean to the rock. Ad kama, how big can this rock be? Ad beis asai, up to 5,000 square amas. Ask the Gemara. Ahai. So this last line, how big can the rock can be? What's it referring to? Ilema seif, it's referring to the latter case, that when you don't have a height of 10 tefachim and the rock is a karmelis, then you can carry from the rock to the ocean. And it's saying, Beis HaSayim, Tvei Lo. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, then you're not allowed to carry from the rock to the ocean. I understand. Ami Karmelis, the Karmelis Kamatzalta. Even if it's wider than Beis HaSayim, it's still a Karmelis. So why can't you carry from one Karmelis to another Karmelis? Elaboration must be this line is referring to the first case. This is what it's saying. Sela shebayam gavoa asar v'rachav arba. If the rock is 10 tefachim taller than the ocean and 4 tefachim wide, so the rock is a private domain, the ocean is a karmelis. You can't carry from the ocean to the rock. You can't carry from the rock to the ocean. Ad beis asayim. That's only true if this rock is up till Tusa. Yesmer beis asayim, but if the rock is more than Tusa, then metalplin, then you are allowed to carry from the rock to the ocean. Right? Now, why would you be allowed to carry? The rock is 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim tall is proper walls. Apparently, because if it's more than Tusa, of course, these are not walls that for people to live. Nobody's living on a rock in the middle of the ocean. Apparently, when you have walls that are more than 10 tefachim tall, and the area that these walls are surrounding is more than Tusa, it's not a Rishus HaYachid at all. I'm a Karmelis. It has the status now of a Karmelis. You can carry from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. So you have to do Rabbi Yochanan. This proves Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says when you have a large enclosure, it's a Rishus HaYachid L'chumra and a Karmelis. Right? For stringency, it's like a Rishus HaYachid, but it doesn't have the leniency of Rishus HaYachid. Here you're seeing it has the leniency of Karmelis, not just the stringency. It has the leniency of Karmelis. We're allowing you to carry from this rock to the Karmelis. There are a bunch of answers. Amar Rava, Rava said, someone who doesn't understand Brysos asked this question on Rav Yochanan. I can tell you that this line, it only applies to a rock that's not too big, is referring to the first point, which says that you're not allowed to carry from the private domain rock to the Karmelis ocean. This is what it's saying. You're not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYachid rock to the Karmelis ocean. But on the Rishus HaYachid rock, you can carry because you're carrying within a private domain. So about that, the Braisa says, when can you carry within the rock? If the rock is only up to Tusa Sayim. If the rock is more than 5,000 square amos, then it's like any other large enclosure more than 5,000 square amos. Where Midrabban, you're allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Rav Ashi, give another answer. Olam HaReisha, this line, that we're talking about a rock that's not too wide, not too big, is referring to the first line of the Raisa. It's saying like this, when you have a private domain, a rock, and an ocean, which is a karmelis, you can't carry from the rock to the ocean. You can't carry from Rishus HaYachid to the Karmelis. But who said you can't carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis? That's a Din d'Rabbanan. Hey, number of eight, Amru. They made this law, but now they suspended this law here. Hey, Amru, Karmi Yosmin Beis HaSayim Shlehukav L'dira Emetalpun Bo El Arba Amos. They're the ones who say that when you have a very, very large enclosure, more than 5,000 square Amos, you can only carry 4 Amos in it. They're the ones who say they're the ones who also say you can't carry from a private domain to a karmelis. So they say, when you have a karmelis that's up to tusa sayim, when you're allowed to carry within it. I'm sorry, when you have a rock, a private domain, which is up to base tusa sayim, where you can carry in it. When you have rishus hayach, that's up to tusa sayim, and asu rabbanu letatuli lei. Then the rabbis say you can't carry from such rishus hayachid to the ocean. My time of why rishus hayachid gemurah? It's a full rishus hayachid, and the ocean's a karmelis. And they say don't carry from rishus hayachid to a karmelis. Also from beis sa'ayim, but if this rock is more than tusa, anyway, you can't carry in this rock, even though it has walls. But these are walls that are not ledira. Neither are not allowed to carry here. So since you're not allowed to carry here. And sure, and the rabbis suspend their law. They say you can carry from it to the ocean, from the ocean to it. My time of why? Dilma, because we're worried. If the rabbis would say you can't carry from this rock to the ocean, from the ocean to it, so people might say now, Shusayachid Gemari, this rock is apparently a regular Shusayachid, because you can't carry from it to the Karmelis. And if they think it's a full rishus hayachid, they're going to carry in the whole rock. You can't, because the rock is too big to be carried in it. That's what they said. You can carry from this rock to the ocean. But my time, huh? Now, why did they want to sustain the gzeira of don't carry more than 4 amos? And because of that, they suspended the gzeira of don't carry from rishus hayachid to a karmelis. It's normal for people to be carrying on such a rock, and they might carry too much. So therefore, they don't want people ever to be carrying 4 amos in a karmelis. That could lead people to carry in rishus harabim, which is a likely scenario. To carry from rishus hayachid to a karmelis, karmelis to rishus hayachid, rosh chiyach is not so relevant. It's not so practical. Therefore, here, the rabbis suspended it in order that people should realize that this is not really something that they should be lenient about. Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Samach Zayin. This is Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow with a new topic, asking a Gentile to do Malacha for you on Shabbos in order to fulfill a mitzvah.